Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and this is the first in three videos that I'll show you the new routing features that are available in ASP.NET 4. Routing for ASP.NET was developed in conjunction with ASP.NET MVC 1, and now is available for all kinds of ASP.NET projects. Routing is important because it allows us to use clean URLs in our ASP.NET applications. So when I say clean URLs, let's go look at an example of something that's not a clean URL, and here we have it's a download link to the AJAX Control Toolkit project. And what you see here is that we have our base domain, and then we have a subdirectory. Then we have an ASP.NET file, so a .ASPX file, then a question mark, then an attribute name equals and a value. Now, that works fine for lots of applications, but wouldn't it be better if we could just have a URL that looks something like this? There are two reasons that these clean URLs are advantageous for us. The first is that they're semantically aligned with what the web request that the user is going to make contains. So in this case, this request that we used to do with a dollar sign release ID equals, now we're saying we're going to a URL where we're going to download release 33804. Right? So the URL, codeplex.com/download/release/, and the release number, is semantically appropriate for the actual file that we want to fetch. The other thing that makes clean URLs advantageous is that they're much more search engine optimization friendly. And for any public facing website, SEO is a significant consideration. So how would we do that in a web forms application? I'm going to show you a couple of ways. In this video, we're going to use imperative logic, and then in the next video, I'll use declarative logic to do the same sort of routing. So here in our, I've generated a standard ASP.NET project using the standard template. I haven't done any coding. And here we're going to go into the global.asax codebehind file. In our case, is a CX file. And we're going to begin by saying using system.web.routing. And now I can add a method to map the routes that we want our application to handle. So let's add a method here. Register routes, and this is going to receive a route collection. So here we'll say routes map page route. And this is where we're going to define how we want our route to be entered syntactically. So we'll say in this method call, we're going to say here's the name. So the name of this route is going to be list show. And then the URL will be list slash, and then the type of list that's going to be created. So here you can see I'm actually implementing the semantics in my route definition here. And then the target of that route will be the list file, list.aspx, which I haven't defined yet, but it will exist here in my project. Now down here in the application start event, all we have to do is call register routes and pass in the current route table for this application. Now, this wires up the routing for this application, but we haven't done anything with it. So there are a couple of things that we want to do here. First, let's go to the default.aspx page. And I'm going to go into source view here. And let's just here in the middle somewhere, add a couple of paragraphs. And I'm going to add just some link button controls so that we can navigate to our custom URLs. So here let's just go grab the toolbox and grab a link button. And let's set the link button's value to list people, and let's set the postback URL equal to, and this is where we're going to use our custom URL. So instead of saying a.aspx file name, we're going to say list slash people. Okay, and this is that's the scenario that we told our routing table to handle. Now, once I've done that, let's do this two more times. And let's make one of these books. All right, so this page is just going to be, you know, simulated generic list handler. We don't really care what the stuff we're listing is. So let's just do a generic stuff. And here we'll change the URL to list books and list people. And remember that we specified in our routing table that the thing that comes after list is the type. So that's the thing that's going to be variable. Now, we need a list.aspx file because that's what we said was the target in our routing section in our global.asax file. So let's go ahead and right-click on the solution, say add a new item, and we'll add a web form using a master page, and we'll call it list. And we'll just select the default master page. Now here in our list.aspx page, let's add a couple of things here. Let's add a little comment where we say the requested list type is, and here I'm just going to put a label control. And we're going to do a little bit of alignment here. And I'm going to make the contents of that label control large so we can see it when we actually run. Okay? And now here in the page load event, we're just going to do a little inspection here. So I'm going to say string list type. So we're going to see what was requested. Now, again, this is the imperative version. I'm going to show you declaratively how to just use the, in our case, the type portion of our URL against the data source in the declarative demo that I'll do in the next video. But the point here is that in this video, we're seeing the imperative mechanism, so we can actually inspect what was requested by virtue of the semantics of the URL. So we'll say list type equal, and then we just say page dot route data dot values, and here we said in our route table that we were going to have a type as part of the route. And then based on what that type is, so list type will now contain what comes after list. So in our case, it'll be people, books, or stuff. Then we can make decisions. So we want to use that string in a SQL statement, we can. If we want to use it in an if or a switch statement, we can. In our case, let's just go ahead and say label 1.text equal list type. Let's go ahead and run. So we'll have our default.asbx page and our three links. Virtual path is incorrect, so good little demonstration of how the error messaging has continued to improve. Now we'll get our three links. And if I choose list people, now you can see tells us that the argument was people, and if we look at the URL, we have this clean list people. So you don't see the .asbx page or the type equals argument. It's taken care of by the routing mechanism in ASP.NET 4. If we go to books, we get books, right? And still a clean URL. If we go to stuff, we'll get stuff. Now, another cool thing to note here, though, is that if I change that URL manually, let's change that to guys named Joe. Notice that we have that URL, guys named Joe, and the argument is still picked up. So these don't have to be statically defined. These can be any value. So you might allow somebody to create a link to your list URL with any random argument that they want. And then in your program logic, you'll consider, find out whether that's a valid value or not. So using routing can be extremely powerful and really sort of cleans up the URL in a very Web 2.0 style. This is the imperative way of doing it. In the next video, I'll show you the declarative way of using these URL routes to pass arguments to your data sources. ¶¶